Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help you rack up more moolah faster than you can say metamorphosis, they've also been the fastest growing auto insurer for more than 10 years. That's more like it. Furthermore, GEICO has fast and friendly claim service. That might seem like an oxymoron, but it's not. All the more reason to say no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. GEICO, expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joyce, Barry, and Friends. With stimulating talk, news you can use, and wonderful ways to stay home, have fun, and make more money. We always have hot guests and cool topics. We even have cool guests and hot topics. Today, our very cool guest is Dr. Mark Crapo, and you might remember him from that extraordinary show on sex. So listen up, folks, because today we'll be talking about love. So we got those bases covered. We had the sex show on December 10th. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. Click on December 10th, and that show is in our archives. This is Magical Monday, and it will be magical because it's Valentine's Day, and we want to wish all of you a really happy and wonderful Valentine's Day. In fact, we wish you an entire week of having love in your life, an entire month, and even an entire year. And this is Fitness February. We really want you to make health and fitness your number one priority. We also want you to be financially fit. We want you to have it all, and today we'll talk about throwing in some love to the mix. Tune us on, tune in, and tune up with the best of the best on Joyce, Barry, and Friends. You do not want to miss any of our fantastic shows. Each show is in our archives, and you need only log into www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, and you will see each guest and each topic for you to play and or download. You will want to share these inspiring messages with your friends, family, and contacts. Keep up with us. Don't miss any of our shows. Always informative, inspiring, and motivational. On Thursday, we're going to have Beverly Nadler, and we're going to talk all about how love is good for your health on our Here's to Your Health Thursdays. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can follow us on our Blog Talk Radio homepage. Click follow on the upper left side right above my picture. Our website is joycebarry.com. The chat room is now open. You can enter our chat room by logging into www.blogtalkradio.com/Joyce Barry. Go to the profile in the center of the page and click on the green icon that says chat now and have fun and chat away. Motivation, inspiration, and an education, positive, happy thoughts to improve your life, health, and finances. Take positive actions to create a gratifying lifestyle. Life lessons from me, your host, Joyce Barry, straight from the Coach's Corner, and later some great tips on some great products and even how you can have a very good home-based business based around those great, great products. Our special guest today, Dr. Mark Crapo, is on deck, and you do not want to miss hearing what he has to say. And I tell you, folks, if he knows half as much about love as he does about sex, you're in for a big treat. And as always, we will open our show with the attitude adjusted by our friend, Dr. Stan Harris, best known as Dr. Breakthrough.
Watch out, world, here I come. This is Dr. Stan, Breakthrough Harris. And here is a declaration you need to read every day. Wow, what a great day to be alive. I feel dynamite. I like me. I accept me. I love me. I'm going to have a super fantastic day today because I'm too blessed to be depressed. I'm too blessed to be stressed. I'm too glad to be sad. I'm too anointed to be disappointed, and I'm too elated to be agitated. Circumstances are aligning themselves in my favor. I'm healthy, physically fit, and intellectually equipped. I have wisdom far beyond my years. I am an extraordinary person with incredible abilities that I will use to add value to others' lives. Because I know that as I help others reach their dreams, I will automatically reach my own. I anticipate meeting the person or group of people today who are willing to use their power, their wealth, and influence to help me achieve my dreams. All day long, people will go out of their way to bless me. Today, I will add great value to someone's life. I will show compassion to those in need. I will give strength to the weak and inspiration to the weary. Someone needs what I have to offer, and I gladly make myself available. I embrace abundance, and it embraces me. I am abundant in every good way. I am an abundance magnet. I like money, and it likes me. It is attracted to me because it comes abundantly from many sources. I use my money wisely because it's a tool to help those in need. It's also a way of keeping score, showing how many people's lives that I add value to. I am experiencing great victories, supernatural turnarounds, and miraculous breakthroughs in the midst of great impossibilities. I am an overcomer. If my mountain can't be removed, I will develop and practice my mountain climbing skills. I may experience a setback. Setbacks are only setups for comebacks. Setbacks pave the way for comebacks. I will make lemonade out of life's lemons. And if life knocks me down, I'll fall on my back, realizing that as long as I can look up, I can get up. I commit to paying for my dreams with preparation and perspiration so that I won't have to live with my nightmares of regret. I do not procrastinate because procrastination leads to devastation. It is the assassination of my destination. Thus, I will act now. I am a doer. I get results at last. I now release the champion that is inside of me. I am the leader that multitudes of people are looking for. I choose to succeed today and every day hereafter. Watch out, world. Here I come.
And here I go straight over to the coach's corner, and I want to talk to you a bit about Valentine's Day. Every February 14, across the U.S. and in other places around the world, candy, flowers, and gifts are exchanged between loved ones, all in the name of Saint Valentine. The history of Valentine's Day and its patron saint is shrouded in mystery, but we do know that February has long been a month of romance. Saint Valentine's Day, as we know it today, contains vestiges of both Christian and ancient Roman tradition. So who was Saint Valentine, and how did he become associated with this ancient rite? Today, the Catholic Church recognizes at least three different saints named Valentine or Valentinus, all of whom were martyred. According to one legend, Valentine actually sent the first Valentine greeting himself. While in prison, it is believed that Valentine fell in love with a young girl who may have been his jailer's daughter who visited him during his confinement. Before his death, it is alleged that he wrote her a letter which he signed "From Your Valentine," an expression that is still very much in use today. Although the truth behind the Valentine's legend is murky, the story certainly emphasizes his appeal as a sympathetic, heroic, and most importantly, romantic figure. It is no surprise that by the Middle Ages, Valentine was one of the most popular saints in England and France. According to another legend, all the young women in the city would place their names in a big urn. The city's bachelors would then each choose a name out of the urn and become paired for the year with his chosen woman. These matches often ended in marriage. Pope Gelasius declared Feb 14, St. Valentine's Day, around 498 A.D., The Roman lottery system for romantic pairing was deemed unchristian and outlawed. Later, during the Middle Ages, it was commonly believed in France and England that Feb 14 was the beginning of birds' mating season, which added to the idea that the middle of February, Valentine's Day, should be a day for romance. According to the Greeting Card Association, an estimated 1 billion Valentine's cards are sent each year, making Valentine's Day the second largest card-sending holiday of the year. An estimated 2.6 billion cards are sent for Christmas. Approximately 85% of all Valentines are purchased by women. In addition to the U.S., Valentine's Day is celebrated in Canada, Mexico, the United Kingdom, France, and Australia. Valentine greetings were popular as far back as the Middle Ages. Written Valentines didn't begin to appear until after 1400, and the oldest known Valentine card is on display at the British Museum. The first commercial Valentine's Day greeting cards produced in the U.S. were created in the 1840s by Esther A. Howland. Howland, known as the mother of the Valentine, made elaborate creations with lace, ribbons, and colorful pictures. Dr. Mark, do you celebrate Valentine's Day? And if so, how so?
Well, I certainly do. I'm married, as you know, and I took my wife out, and we picked out two gun safes for her for Valentine's Day this year. That kind of goes with the she got a Benelli shotgun for Valentine's Day last year.
Do you consider giving each other guns for Valentine's Day as romantic, or just you have something ready in case you want to kill each other?
She was very, very excited about it.
Are they handguns or shotguns?
She got a shotgun last year, but she has several handguns that she likes to shoot, too.
Dear, I think you take a big risk when a husband gives his wife a gun or vice versa. But at any rate, moving forward, so you enjoy the holiday, you say. And is that a time for love and romance as well, besides the changing of unromantic gifts?
What's romantic is in the eye of the beholder. She thought it was very romantic. And, I made dinner for her as well after we got home. And so we had a very nice day. We actually celebrated yesterday because today our calendar is rather full with a number of other things.
So, as you know, of course, I was teasing you because everything is in the eyes of the beholder. Everything is subject to interpretation. That's why some people will always tell you the glass is half empty. The other half will say it's half full. And we're all looking at the same glass. So let's move forward to what is love. What do you think love is, Dr. Mark?
Well, you know, that's a really difficult question. I think that for me, I'd have to answer it by saying that love is like good art, in that people say, I know it when I see it. But it's really hard to define because it is very different for different people. And the idea of love has been very different across history with different cultures and different times.
You know, when you talk about different cultures, different times, you have such an extensive background. Let me share with our listeners, so they must be thinking by now, who is this person who had a whole show on sex and now on love? Who is he? So let me just share with you who is my friend, Dr. Mark Crapo. He is a primary health care physician for over 25 years. He has a versatile background in health through his credentials, educational degrees, and professional achievements. Dr. Mark graduated cum laude with a BS from Central Michigan University, with a background in sports medicine, sex education, religion, and exercise physiology, then earned his doctorate in oriental medicine from the California Acupuncture College. He has been the first in many accomplishments, including the first board-certified acupuncture physician and OMD to practice in the state of Michigan, as well as the first intern to be published in an international medical journal for his college research on childbirth. And certainly noteworthy, he was the first to do a show with me on sex on Joyce Barry and Friends. As Senior Symmetry Vice President of Product Development, Technology, and Training, Dr. Mark contributes his profound knowledge of nutrition going above and beyond to properly instruct the public on the benefits and appropriate use of Symmetry's products. And folks, you know who that is. We talk about that almost every day, that little pill with the big results on our show and all the other really fine products. And Dr. Mark is the one we have to thank for the extraordinary products that they are. Aside from Dr. Mark's keen interest and specialty in herbal medicine, Dr. Mark is an avid practitioner of martial arts, overseeing several self-defense and martial arts schools in Michigan while teaching self-defense globally. He is the chief instructor of the Aikido Institute of Michigan with a 7th-degree black belt in Aikido and is an inductee to the Christian Martial Arts Hall of Fame. Dr. Mark, given all that and your background and always on the move all over the world, how do you have time for love and sex?
You have to make every minute count, and that's I think important in everything, is that you have to, you know, put the most into every minute that you can.
Yes, that's so true. But you must be an expert in time management, given how you travel so much, you teach so much, you have patients with acupuncture. I'm just wondering, how do you fit love in?
Well, I actually teach seminars on time management, and so fitting love in is something that you can do all of the time. I think it's the same way that anybody's religion would teach them that religion isn't something that you do on Friday night or Saturday night or Sunday night. It's something that you should do every minute of every day. You include it in all of your activities.
Oh, that was really well stated. That's a very good point. Especially, I love people that come from a place of love. And I find that you do. You're always fun. You're always upbeat. You always have so much to give everyone. So can you tell us a little bit about the difference between, say, modern love and Western love, cultural distinctions? What would you say about that?
Well, first of all, I have to say that, you know, love is much more important than sometimes people, you know, give it credit for. It's actually a fundamental human need that people have to have food, water, shelter, and we also need companionship, touch, or sex. And studies with, you know, lab animals have shown that when even mice can push a button and have their pleasure centers stimulated, or they can push a button and get food, they'll starve to death because they'd rather push the button and be pleasured than they would even eat. And it shows you the power of what this feeling is. And for humans, and this is kind of sad, I think, but true, is that children that are in a physically or emotionally abusive relationship with their parents are in some ways much better off than children that are completely ignored, because even the children that are being abused are being touched, even though not in a good way, by their parents. And that human touch is more important than absence of any caring. That apathy is one of the worst things that we can experience.
Kind of hard to believe. I do believe you when you say that, so, given your background and research and all of that. But you're actually saying that someone would rather be abused and get attention than not even be noticed.
It's look at the abusive relationships that women find themselves in, and how hard it is for them to get out of it, because they keep forgiving the person that abused them, and they go back to the boyfriend or the husband that you know abuses them in any way over and over and over again, and makes excuses for them, because being noticed is better than having complete apathy.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good point. That is so true. We hear these stories all the time where the husband or boyfriend, spouse, whatever, makes that apology and the wife runs right back because they're in such fear that the next one will be even worse.
Mm. And now, if we look at, you know, some things historically, we can see that early man seemed to have hardwired into him some ideas on what was desirable or beautiful. And there's a mathematical formula that men somehow have built into their heads at birth that's a hip-to-waist ratio. And they find women with this certain ratio more attractive, and it seems that that ratio usually means that they're going to be better child-bearers. And so they have this physical thing that men are looking at, while women have a tendency to look at men as a provider of some type for stability for the offspring that she's going to have. So somebody that either has some type of power or financial ability or some way of caring for the children that they would be investing in. So they start coming at love from two different positions, or perhaps they're not really coming from love at all. And historically, that's often what we see, is that people, marriages, relationships were often from political or family alliances and things that would seem to work best, or arranged marriages, rather than love. The idea of love, as we look at it, is something that really didn't develop maybe until the Middle Ages, and we have a tendency today to look back through history and think that people have always thought about love the way we do, and that's not the case. I actually know people that are in arranged marriages, and the ones I know, it worked out quite well.
And what culture is that?
I know some that are Indian, and I know best though some that are actually Japanese. That one of my instructors, his wife was picked for him by his teacher, and she was also a student, and he was a student in the United States, and she was a student in Japan. They hadn't met, but he thought that they would be a good match, and they ended up having a very, very loving relationship.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Because dating back to the history of St. Valentine's Day, they were talking about how, my goodness, you pick a name out of an urn and you're with that woman for a year, and most of that ended up in marriage. That's pretty amazing.
That was probably the first online dating service, or the speed dating.
Offline dating service.
Yeah.
So one of the things, you know, love has so many distinctions. You can love your partner. You can love someone of the same sex. You can love your animal. You can love services that are rendered to you, like a massage. You can love products that use that really make a difference in your life. And I'm going to break away right now to the product that I love.
Would you like to curb your appetite and lose weight? Would you believe there's a product that not only turns off your hunger switch, it also helps you lose weight, lose inches, and boost your energy? The product is Diet Magic, and it works like magic. Diet Magic is a simple little pill that works in so many powerful ways. Diet Magic helps control cravings, melts unwanted inches off your body, and improves your mood and energy. Diet Magic is safe and works fast with no jitters, no shakes, no adverse side effects, and no prescription required. Try a Diet Magic trial pack today and experience this phenomenal product for yourself by logging on to DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com. Diet Magic, the little pill with big results in appetite control, weight loss, and great energy. Order your Diet Magic trial pack right now online at DietMagicWow.com. That's DietMagicWow.com.
Diet Magic. Wow.
And I do love that product because it actually helped me lose 15 pounds, and it did all those things, curbed my appetite and got rid of my cravings for chocolate. And I mention that now because you people are all looking at your New Year's resolutions and seeing how you're doing with those things. You got to love that product that will help you lose weight and look beautiful so you can emanate from the inside out when you love someone and feel good that you love your body as well. Dr. Mark, so given there are so many ways we could look at love, like I said, pets, people, products, services, massage, and even within those contexts, everyone has a different concept of what is love. So isn't that a very personal thing, and it's never the same for everyone?
Well, that's very true. As we talked about on the sexuality show, you know, what someone likes to turn them on can vary greatly among people, and it's the same thing with love. Now, love does go to a biochemical basis that we know of as well, and there's different phases of love. And the first phase that people usually fall into is actually referred to often as lust. It's that first phase where you fall in love with somebody. And biochemically speaking, when you feel this, you're releasing dopamine, norepinephrine, and you're releasing phenylethylamine. And you just talked about diet magic, and those are the same things that we have in diet magic. It actually helps you fall in love with the product. No, it makes you have these love feelings, and when you have those, you don't think about eating. You have a contentment, and you really don't think about eating. Now, this idea of this three stages of love, you have this first stage that's that kind of a lust stage, that you get through and you come into a deeper stage, which is attraction. And this is also an intimacy stage. Now, don't confuse intimacy with lust. The intimacy is where you really get to know somebody. It's not just looking gaga eyes at somebody and wanting to be with them. The intimacy is when you get to know that person, what their likes and dislikes are, and what makes them tick. And if you get through the intimacy phase, then you come to the attachment or the commitment phase. And this is a long-term thing. And during the attraction phase, when you have this lust thing that's kind of going on, and all these chemicals are at play, that can last from several weeks to several months. And then things start to settle down, and you have this intimacy phase. And it's during this phase usually that the chemicals change. And particularly for women, there's chemical that released which is for bonding, and it makes that woman feel bonded to the man. And you'll often, even today, you'll see commercials on TV maybe for men's underwear where the woman's wearing his T-shirt talking about how soft it is or something. But women will often wear a shirt or something of their loved one's clothes and smell it because of the pheromones. Even though she may not realize that the pheromones are there, she's thinking she's smelling his cologne or his scent. But that releases some of these bonding chemicals, and it makes them stay together longer. And hopefully the passion phase, that during that lust phase, some of that can stay through all the phases, even though it quiets down. When I was going to school, one of my teachers told me that there was an experiment done that people during the first 3 years of being married would put a penny in a jar. And then after those 3 years, every time they put this penny in the jar every time they made love. And after the 3 years, every time they made love, they would take a penny out of the jar. And she said that they'd never take all the pennies out of the jar. And it's because of that chemical change that happens during those first 3 years. And that changes, although I think she missed the boat, because after, you know, those first 3 years, for most couples, then you also have children entering into the picture and all kinds of other life commitments. And those things all kind of detract from physical love. It can be harder to find physical love for married couples, particularly if there's children involved.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you so much for covering this aspect of all of this, because I can't pronounce half the words you were using. So I'm glad you covered it. The ones you referenced and the chemical things and what you said are in our products. Okay, having said that, I know for me what makes me happy is hearing some of these love songs that are so beautiful. Why don't you mention some of the popular ones and explain why they have had such an impact in our culture?
Well, I don't know you know, all the details on why, other than the fact that we've always been fascinated with love. But I was looking at some just the other day for this, and we can go for "I Want to Know What Love Is," which of course is our show, and then "I Love You," "I Want to Love You," "Hello, I Love You," "I Just Called to Say I Love You," "I Think I Love You," "My Love," "Be My Love," "My Love," "So Much in Love," "Let Your Love Flow," "You Can't Hurry Love." And, you know, this, you can go on and on with hundreds of those in the culture. Of course, I suppose that we would end with Paul Simon's 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover.
Yeah, there are just so many songs out there by so many artists. Love makes the world go round, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm going to do now is, folks, you're really in for a big treat because I'm going to play a love song for you, and then I'll tell you who is the author and the singer. Before I do that, I just want to give you all a heads up. I'm going to be giving you a Valentine trivia quiz, so if you want to get paper and pencil, you want to do that so you can see how much you know about Valentine's Day. So without further ado, I'm going to play one of the most beautiful love songs I ever heard. Now, that song reaches to my very heart and soul. It just brings tears to my eyes. And, folks, I just want to share with you that the author of that song, it is an original, is Dr. Denise Nadler. Her mom is my best friend, Beverly Nadler, who has the Here's to Your Health segments every Thursday. And Denise is a chiropractor, and when she sings, I just find it so extraordinary. I keep begging her to get her voice out there in the world because it is that good. Beverly, I asked you to be with us today. How does it feel to be the proud mother of such an extraordinary talent?
It feels very proud. I just loved it, and it almost brought tears to my eyes. I want you to know that after I said to you I wouldn't be on the show, I couldn't resist, and I want you to hear the song. I also want you to hear what Dr. Mark had to say, and I was very impressed because he explained a phenomenon that people don't understand because they keep wanting the same feeling that they had at the beginning, and it's not possible. The hormonal or chemical changes is just the way nature does things. That same feeling isn't there, but another one that is there is more beautiful. And then, of course, there's the other love that we have for other people in our lives, the way I love you as a friend and the way I love my daughter. I have three daughters, by the way. Love my daughters. That love is unending for me also. And I want to wish you both a very, very happy Valentine's.
And to you as well, my dear friend, my best friend. And I just want to let people know how they can reach your daughter if they want to buy the CDs. I have her two CDs, and mostly everything on them are original songs, just like you hear Beverly with her poetry, all the original poetry that she has. Denise Nadler can be reached at starvisions@yahoo.com. In the subject line, just put radio show so she'll know how you heard about her and heard her fantastic song. Beverly, anything else about your daughter that you want to say? Because that song just really blows my mind.
She not only wrote the words, she also, without any, no musical training, she just was able to hear the music in her head, and when she went to record the words in a studio, the person who was doing the technical person said, "We can work out this music while you're here." And every one of her songs is an original, and the music was worked out at the studio, and this is the result. She is truly an extraordinary talent.
And you're an extraordinary talent. That's why you're on a Here's to Your Health Thursdays. And we have so much more to say about Love, Beverly, that we're going to have your show with me, a continuation of the love aspect. So thank you for jumping on. You can write to Denise, Dr. Denise. She is a chiropractor. That would be starvisions@yahoo.com. Beverly, you know I love you. You will be friends for life. We love each other unconditionally. Any closing words you want to say before I go back to my genius friend, Dr. Mark?
My closing words is about Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who's listening and to those who come on to the show, who listen to the show not on Valentine's Day. May your hearts always be filled and blessed with love.
Thank you, Beverly. Dr. Mark, wasn't that something else, that song?
That was really great.
Because I wanted to know if it reached you as a man in the way that it did to me as a woman, because men and women have different hormonal things going on. So as a man, could you also appreciate it?
Well, I can certainly appreciate it, but we'll never know if it reached me in the same way, because we can't ever kind of test or quantify that in the same way. We can't really define what love is.
Yeah, that's a good point as well, certainly. Okay, so let me just do this. A Valentine's quiz, because our listeners love trivia questions. They love it. And then we'll come back to you and I with some more interesting thoughts on love. So, folks, there are a total of 20 questions. And I will always say, and the answer is, before I give the answer to each question, so you have an opportunity to jot it down, 20 questions, you get 5 right for every one, and you'll know instant gratification whether you have the right answer or not. Number one, does the date of Valentine's ever change? No, yes, maybe. And the answer is no. 2, which patron saint is Valentine's named after? Saint Nick, Saint Valentine, Saint Aphrodite. And the answer is Saint Valentine. 3, what does the word Valentine mean? Dr. Mark, do you know that one?
Valentine actually comes from, I think, Valen, which is Greek, and it means proud or strong, steadfast, I think.
And they give you the choices of heart, sweetheart, and love. And the answer is sweetheart. 4, how did sailors send messages to their loved ones while at sea in the old days? The bottle, a sea post, or a carrier pigeon? And the answer is bottle. 5, what fruit is also known as the love apple? Tomato, grape, or apple? And the answer is tomato. Now there, I have no idea why they would say tomato or not apple. Do you have any clue about that?
No.
Doesn't make sense to me either. When apple was one of the choices, I certainly chose that one, and they say the answer is tomato. 6, sailors often scratched or carved designs on bone, tusk, or wood to give as a love token. This hobby was called what? Tatting, whiteling, or scrimshaw? I have no idea about any of that. And the answer is scrimshaw, whatever it's worth. It's funny how they put in some complicated ones with the simple ones as well. 7, what is the winged child shooting arrows at unsuspecting Valentines called? Cupid, cherub, Claude. And the answer is Cupid. What part of the body most Cupid arrows hit to be effective? The head, the heart, or the rear end? The answer is the heart. 9, what is the Greek word for Cupid, the god of love? Eros, Venus, or Zeus? And the answer is Eros. Am I pronouncing that correctly, or is it Eros? E-R-O-S.
Eros.
Eros. Okay. 10, who are Shakespeare's star-crossed lovers? King Tut and Cleopatra, Romeo and Juliet, Fred and Wilma? And the answer is Romeo and Juliet. 11, what type of bird symbolizes Valentine's Day? Robin, dove, swan. And the answer is the dove. That's why at weddings, oftentimes people, they have the doves released. It does symbolize love and Valentine's Day. 12, what happens to someone struck by Cupid's arrow? Lovesick, headache, or measles? And the answer is lovesick. Do doves mate for life? Yes, no, maybe. And the answer is that they do mate for life. Doves do mate for life. 14, according to English tradition, what happens to the first man a woman sees on Valentine's Day? He dies, she marries him, or she kisses him? The first man she sees on Valentine's Day. And the answer, believe it or not, is she marries him. That's English tradition, folks. 15, what flower is most commonly symbolic of Valentine's Day? The lily, the red rose, or the poinsettia? And the answer is the red rose. What color is the symbol of warmth and feeling? Red, orange, or yellow? Do you know that one, Dr. Mark?
I think that might be red.
Yeah, you are correct. It is red. I wasn't quite sure about that one, only because the other colors are softer. When I think of warmth and feeling, I think of softer colors than the bright red, and the answer is red. 17, what color is the symbol of purity and faith? Red, white, or blue? Purity and faith. Well, we all know that one. It's white. 18, what date was the first recorded Valentine sent? 1838, 1415, 1972? And the answer is 1415. And 19, where do you wear your heart if you are quick to your feelings? Do you wear it chest, hand, or sleeve? And the answer is sleeve. We've heard that expression many times. You wear your heart on your sleeve. And finally, what do you need to kiss to turn it into a prince? A gerbil, a frog, or a snake? And the answer is a frog. And, folks, you get 5 points for every right answer. And, of course, I took a fun trivia quiz as opposed to a significant, serious one. So I hope you had fun with that. Any comments on that trivia quiz? I had about 4 or 5 wrong, Dr. Mack. Any comments on that?
Well, I think that was that was fun. It was a nice mix of some serious things and some giggles.
Yeah, absolutely. We got to keep it light. When you're in love, you know, one of the things is you want to keep it light and not take yourself so seriously. What else would you say about love as respect to what people tune into to have that feeling of love?
Well, again, when we talk about love, I think we kind of talk about what kind of love is. As you know, we've talked about that there are different kinds when people are falling in love. But from the Western world, we look at that there's different types as well. The ancient Greeks talked about agape. And it's a type of pure love or idealistic love or the love of God. And then there was Eros, which was the kind of physical love. And then they had philia, which, of course, Philadelphia is named after, the city of brotherly love. And it's the idea of this dispassionate kind of love that people have in a friendship-type relationship. And so these different types of love are very important. And then if you want, we could talk about how some of these are viewed in different religious contexts as well.
Oh, I think that would be very interesting because we're making these distinctions, and yet everything, whether it's cultural or historical, whatever it is, I find that very interesting. So please continue.
Well, in the Judeo-Christian tradition, of course, the Jewish tradition is the one that gives us love your neighbor like yourself, which comes from Leviticus, which was given in the Torah. And it's also the Torah's commandment that you should love God with all of your heart, with all of your soul, and all of your might, which comes from Deuteronomy. And the Song of Solomon, perhaps one of the best-known passages, is considered a kind of a romantically phrased metaphor. It reads like a love song or poetry to a lover, but it's really a metaphor between God and his people. And I think that Rabbi Dessler really kind of puts a good definition on love when he says that love is about giving without expecting to take. And, you know, that's when we kind of define or start to look at, you know, how do I know I'm in love or what are the feelings defined? Christianity, because it does have this strong base in Greek and Rome, they go back to, as we talked about, the agape and the philia and the different types. Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians that love is patient, love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, and always perseveres. And I think that that is certainly a wonderful definition. And he tries to talk about the difference between love and lust. And he talks about how overindulgence is the lust. And that he's certainly talking about the pure love is the type that settles down into commitment over time. And Thomas Aquinas talked about that love is motivated by a need to see others succeed in life and to be good people. And I think that that's also a very important sense that we have to know that you love someone. And in the Islamic tradition, they have 99 names of God, which are kind of prosaic. And one of the names is they call God the Loving One. And they talk about God being full of loving kindness. And within Islam, there's a kind of a mystical tradition that some people may have heard of, which is called Sufism. And that's often called the religion of love because they look at God as lover, loved, and beloved. And they often talk about how the Sufis are actually drunk on their love of God and that everything that they're doing is out of and trying to show this love that they have for God. So
that was fascinating. Please continue.
Well, that I think is the basis for how we get to where we are today. And again, you know, keeping in mind that the idea of love between a man and woman that we have today is something that really did come from, you know, Middle Ages times forward. And then even within that, we still, the love that we have since maybe the 1950s is very much different than the love before that, when, you know, people had very, very short kind of relationships prior to love or marriage, and that their marriage was often a hardship. You know, people out on the western frontier trying to build a life where, you know, one was out trying to plow the fields all day and somebody else, you know, the wife in the house, there were defined roles that came along with that. And that, you know, how well they fulfilled those roles and took care of each other was often the definition of their love. It was much more about survival than in today's world, where we have more leisure time and life is in many ways easier for many of us, that we have a different way of looking at love and how we spend the time that we have being in love, the things that we do together. It really is very different in the last 100 years even.
One of the things that I find fascinating about all this, about how some people are attracted to their opposite and other people are attracted to people that are just like themselves. How do you explain those kind of things?
Well, that's something that we hear a lot of, but all the scientific investigation into that shows that it tends not to be true, that people that get married often have the same interests, that rarely do you see people that are really opposites that come together. However, at the same time, we find that biologically, and we don't know exactly how this happens, but biologically, people's immune systems and some of their body chemistry is very different, and that they do come together, and then the offspring that they produce gets the benefits of having the best of both the mother and the father from an immune system-wise to better survive in the world out there, which is kind of interesting because obviously it's something that happens completely subconsciously.
Yeah, they're like interesting. Oftentimes when people are married more than once, they tend to take the opposite of the first marriage, unless that's if they're divorced. If they're widowed, then they tend to look for the same. So I think those dynamics that come into play, I find that very fascinating in terms of what people are choosing.
A strange thing about that, I mean, this kind of tangent but still on subject, is if we look at what Tiger Woods was doing and you look at the women, they almost all look the same. You know, so
yes.
Like,
oh, I
he was
that.
He was going after all these women that looked like his wife. He could have just stayed home.
Yeah, that is so true. That was one of the things I noted right away. What I want to do is just share my very, very favorite love quotes, and then I'm going to come back to you, Dr. Mark, with this wonderful company that you represent and you do so much with the products. Maybe you could share what kind of products would be very good for us all in terms of promoting love, in terms of feeling good. So we'll come back to that. I just want to share my very favorite love quotes. There is only one happiness in life, to love and to be loved. George Sand, he was a French novelist. You had me at hello and you complete me, from the movie Jerry Maguire. When you are in love, you can't fall asleep because reality is better than your dreams. Dr. Seuss. Women wish to be loved not because they are pretty or good or well-bred or graceful or intelligent, but because they are themselves. Henri Frédéric Amiel, a Swiss philosopher, poet, and critic. The best thing about me is you. I love that one. Shannon Crown. Pleasure of love lasts but a moment. Pain of love lasts a lifetime. Betty Davis. I love you not only for what you are, but for who I am when I am with you. Roy Croft. The only true gift to give is a portion of yourself, Ralph Waldo Emerson. You come to love not by finding the perfect person, but by seeing an imperfect person perfectly, Sam Keen. To the world you may be one person, but to one person you may be the world, Heather Cortez. Love is that condition in which the happiness of another person is essential to your own, Robert Heinlein. Love is friendship set on fire, Jeremy Taylor. Love is but the discovery of ourselves in others and the delight in the recognition, Alexander Smith. The best and most beautiful things in the world cannot be seen or even touched. They must be felt with the heart. Helen Keller. And love means never having to say you're sorry, from the novel and 1970 film Love Story, starring Ally McGraw and Ryan O'Neal. You know, Dr. Mark, we probably could do a whole show on every one of those sayings.
Oh, without any difficulty at all.
Yeah, every one of them, I'm thinking, my God, there's a message there as well, and so many things that just come up for me as I say any one of them. I love you had me at hello, also from Jerry Maguire. So, Dr. Mark, you're with Symmetry, a company that I love. I love the products. I love the opportunity that goes along with it. I love that I'm able to lose weight without any struggle. What products go kind of hand in hand with love and sexuality?
Well, one of the things that's very true about love is that if you're tired or you don't feel good, you don't feel like love. And so basically just having good health is very important in order to express love. And so everybody, I would say, should be taking a daily multivitamin. We have something called Ultra Vitality, and it helps make sure that you have all the vitamins and minerals you need to feel good, plus all the biochemical parts needed to make the various hormones and things to make love function properly. And going along with that, you have to have rest. If you're not rested, if you don't have a lot of energy, you don't have energy for love. And so some people need something like maybe Tranquility to help them sleep at night, or Genesis might do that for them, or omega fatty acids. So those are things that can help people sleep well.
With Tranquility. What is that mostly designed to do?
Tranquility is based on a traditional Chinese herbal formula, and then I added some nutrients that are very important for stress and anxiety. When I first made them for my patients, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, they just called them happy pills. They were things to take the edge off of stress in the life and calm down the mind and the body so that they make you feel good.
How long did it take for that to kick in? Because when people are stressed out, they can only get more stressed while they're waiting for that to work. So normally how long would you say, and I know it's different for every person, I certainly understand that.
Well, people usually notice a difference in 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, that's very, very good. Yeah, that would be good to have as well. So now you just told me something else I can try. And then you mentioned the other one. There was one more. Along the lines of going, you know, making it easy to sleep.
Advanced Omega is very important to help you sleep. Calcium can also be very important to help relax you for sleep. It's Mother Nature's natural muscle relaxant. And, of course, as we talked about a little bit on the last show, we do have things specifically to help with sexuality. We have Aphrodisia 136, which helps increase smooth muscle tissue relaxation, increase blood flow, so it helps with sexual function for both men and women. And then we have male and female balance. And while those can actually be taken, men, I take female balance because it's a blood tonic, but it does help balance a female's hormonal system as well. Men have female hormones, women have male hormones, and male hormones in a woman are responsible for libido, for sex drive. And so a woman that has a low sex drive could take male balance. It's not going to make her grow a beard, but it could increase her sex drive. And we also have an anti-aging product called BioInfinity, and one of the things that that does is help balance human growth hormone, and we know that when that's functioning properly, we also feel stronger, we look better, we lose weight, we sleep better, we feel more rested, and it can increase our sex hormones as well. So we have a number of different products, even, of course, Diet Magic. Diet Magic is going to help you feel better about yourself as you're losing weight, and of course that may make you more attractive to other people. And I say may because I had a roommate in college, and if a woman didn't weigh at least 250 pounds, he was not interested.
Wow. the culture today, here as we know it, they don't have many people that come from that place, that's for sure. So, folks, you can check this out right now. Just log into www.dietmagicwow.com, not only to hear about that little pill with the big results, but also all the other products that Dr. Mark is referencing. And for those of you who have come to our show from any other person that's involved with this fabulous company, Direct, please go back to them after the show and hook up with them, and they will tell you the website that will give you the information as well. So please do go back to them. That's dietmagicwow.com for our friends and fans and all you others. However you heard about the show, go back to that person. Dr. Mark, I really, really want to thank you. Once again, you had the grand slam. Now we have a combination show for them to listen to, our sexuality show on December 10th, and today's Valentine's show on love on the 14th. And we want to have you back as often as your schedule will permit. Final words?
Oh, thank you very, very much for the kind words, and I want to wish you and all of your listeners a very happy Valentine's Day.
And our listeners and our guests, and certainly you, Dr. Mark, and Symmetry, you are all simply the best.
You're simply the best, better than all the rest, better than anyone I ever met. I stuck on your heart, I hang on every word you say, care to fall.
Old Navy denim lovers, today is the last day. Jeans for the family are just $15 for adults, $12 for kids. Plus, today is your last chance to redeem your super cash at Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Better hurry, valid 211 and 212. Select styles only.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. GEICO's been around for more than 75 years, back when they were using Morse code. Sorry, that's just my sense of humor. What's more, with GEICO, you get 24/7 access to licensed agents on the app, online, or over the phone, so you can talk to them at night or in the morning. So forevermore, just know that no other auto insurer has more than GEICO. More power to you. GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.